a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we now get ready to welcome our first guest of the day, folks, starting off this new month with the latest Chief Travel Leader Conversation, seemed like a good idea to Mary and me, and when we knew U.S. Travel Association CEO Jeff Freeman could join us this morning, well, that pretty much cemented things. Before we get to Jeff, this portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carrie.
A part of travel that we really enjoy and say is a definite benefit of travel is being able to sleep in super comfortable beds, whether it's at a top luxury hotel, a resort, or a luxury cruise ship. That same level of comfort and quality can be enjoyed in your own home, and that's exactly what our friends at HelixSleep.com/Carrie deliver.
You know, whether you're dealing with back or neck pain, maybe you need some more support, don't settle for average or inferior sleep. Helix mattresses are engineered and constructed right here in the USA, and you won't get a better night's sleep than on a Helix. Go find out why they have more than 40,000 five-star reviews and save 25% as a show fan this weekend. The website is helixsleep.com/carry or look at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, let's head down to Washington, D.C. Via our show hotline is Jeff Freeman, CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, connects with us for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Well, indeed we are, Mary. Jeff, and it's always nice having you here on the program with us. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Great to be back. Thanks again.
Well, thank you very much. So, listen, as you know, we don't sugarcoat things on this program. We say it like we see it, and we need to start off with the reality we're all dealing with. The Democrats in Congress have kind of boxed themselves into an unfortunate corner that's hurting our country. The extremists in their side of the party, they want no part of helping President Trump or helping Republicans. So when the Washington Post is now attacking Democrats for holding the government hostage, it says where we are as a country. You were there at the White House on Thursday with Vice President Vance. Secretary Sean Duffy has been on this program. He's been very vocal this week about the impact the shutdown is having on our air traffic controllers. It's certainly having an impact on national parks, so many government services. And the juxtaposition of seeing the president overseas this week racking up trade deals to benefit our country or previously signing off on peace deals while Democrats holding up the vote from reopening the government, it's kind of telling. So with Election Day coming on Tuesday, you know, that's going to be day 35 of the shutdown. Do you think this all stops soon and we can get back to things functioning again?
Let me be clear. I think all federal government shutdowns are completely irresponsible. Democrats have led them. Republicans have led them. It's something that I think should be taken off the table. These shutdowns are forcing thousands, tens of thousands of air traffic controllers, TSA agents, other essential workers to go to work and be unpaid. And I don't know about you, I don't go to work and be unpaid. So among other things, we are treating people remarkably poorly. And that's something that needs to be addressed. It has a massive effect on the travel economy. We're seeing that across the industry. Scott Kirby of United Airlines, Robert Isom of American Airlines were with me in this White House meeting, and both of them spoke to how the system is creaking in terms of its ability to be efficient, in terms of its ability to be reliable, not in terms of its ability to be safe. The system will be safe, but as Secretary Duffy said, the way it stays safe is by slowing everything down. Which is going to have a massive impact on travelers. And I hope that is one of several reasons for wiser minds to come together, get over this hump, and find other means of negotiating than shutting the entire government down.
Yeah, I agree. I've never understood government shutdowns. I think it's just an absolute disaster. I totally agree. So let's go in a different direction, Jeff, so we can discuss some things that should find ways to unite us as Americans. As I think you know, last Saturday, Eric Hansen, who U.S. Travel just promoted to Senior VP Head of Government Relations, was on with us and three other panelists for our preferred travel panel. We were talking about America's 250th birthday next year. Aside from the government shutdown, which is a drag on all of us, not to mention the aspects of travel, share some of the other goals that you have for our nation via U.S. Travel, along with Eric and what his role is, not only to help celebrate America's 250th, but we have some other major events coming sports-wise over the next few years.
Yeah, well, thank you for having Eric on. He's been with the travel industry for 15 years. He's done a remarkable job. He's a great advocate for the industry, great representative of the industry. We are fortunate to have him, and I'm thrilled that he had the opportunity to join you last week. We have opportunities with travel, right? We have opportunities to drive economic outcomes, to strengthen communities, to benefit individuals. Individuals see that, especially post-pandemic, where there's a greater appreciation for the experiences, the memories, the health benefits, and so on. So we have opportunities with travel. Unfortunately, international travel to the United States will be down 6% or so this year. The United States is the only major nation in the world that will see a decline in international travel this year. When you look at domestic travel, it's essentially flat. So we have these great opportunities, but we've got a lot of work to do to unlock them, to create an environment where people are willing to travel, they feel safe, secure, and the process is efficient. So, you know, as I look ahead to next year, we've got the World Cup, we've got America's 250th birthday, we've got the Summer Olympics on the heels of that. We've got event after event after event. We're celebrating various destinations around the country. I know the Sean Duffy, who you mentioned, has launched the Great American Road Trip to celebrate 250 destinations around the country. I look forward to joining him soon at Lambeau Field to celebrate that great destination for an upcoming Packer game. So, I mean, we've got so many things to celebrate, so many things to highlight. The opportunity is there. Mm-hmm. Can we get out of our own way in some respects and create an environment where people want to travel?
Well, so you used the word unlock. I want to build on that because, you know, a few weeks ago you met with 20 corporate travel CEOs here in New York, Jeff, for a roundtable on economics and travel. So I appreciate one of your quotes we saw commenting on it. Winners stay nimble. And anyone who has run a successful business can immediately identify with that. So yesterday I was reading some morning newspapers, and these are a sampling of some of the headlines that I actually have here in the front of me. You know, Booking, that would be Booking.com, says third quarter profit and revenue jumped as travel demand is stabilizing. Royal Caribbean reported higher third quarter profits than expected as consumers are willing to spend on vacations and travel. United Airlines, you mentioned Scott Kirby, continues to win brand loyal customers, and Q3 profit and Q4 outlook both exceed Wall Street expectations. So back to winners stay nimble, Jeff. Talk about what that means in the context of your responsibilities and share some of the takeaways from the meeting that you have with all those executives.
Yeah, we were thrilled to have about two dozen industry CEOs in New York for about 24 hours or so of rich content and talking about where we're going as an industry, being exposed to other industry leaders from retail and just consumer experts in general. I think there's a good amount of confidence in the industry. You hear the earnings calls. The numbers are good. They're not as great as they were, but these numbers are still strong. I think that what concerns the industry most is probably two things right now. One, the bifurcation of the market, the bifurcation of the traveler. There's the affluent, and then there's everybody else. And the affluent are spending like they've never spent before. That's great. It's helping the industry. Obviously, there are certain brands that really do well when the affluent spend. But it also exposes the weakness in the market for everybody else. And I think for us to be long-term, an industry that's as strong as it can be, we can't have two different markets out there. We need all Americans with the ability to travel, with the willingness to travel.
I agree with that.
And right now, right now there are a lot of people who are belt-tightening. They're unable to do that, and that's certainly a concern across the industry. The other aspect is simply the policies that we put in place that give people certainty, give them confidence, or the opposite of that. You know, we were talking about the government shutdown, and I think that this is a moment right now where people start to question the efficiency. Some people question the safety. I already addressed that. I'm not concerned about the safety. But some people are, and that just, it speaks to the uncertainty that we can plant through policy. That is really one of the biggest headwinds we face as an industry.
I don't know whether it's because of DOGE or the elimination of departments and reduction of federal workers or the month-long, you know, political government shutdown, but 2025 is going to see far fewer government workers traveling. It's especially being felt by the hotel operators. Now, government, you know, per diem rates, they're considerably lower than corporate rates or even what non-business travelers pay. But it's still revenue for the hotels. It keeps the lights on, helps them paying employees. You know, do you agree with me that now is the time for hotel operators to be thinking creatively as their government salad days are likely over?
Well, this is a big issue. There's no doubt that government travel has declined. DOGE played a very critical role in that. But in general, across the industry, there has been a pullback on government travel. The industry pays a price for that. What I will say is, you know, the experience suggests that when people travel, they're traveling for a purpose. You know, when they go to meetings, when they go to conventions, when they go to conferences, there's a purpose in doing that. I can't speak to every government traveler, but I think it's painting everything with just a wide brush here is probably coming at the expense of learning and business getting done.
Well, Jeff, listen, you know, all good information. We appreciate the report with you this morning. Always enjoy having you on the program. You're welcome anytime, as you know. We hope you have a great weekend and appreciate you being part of today's national broadcast.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, take care, Jeff. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Jeff Freeman, Mary. Listen, always brings it. Always good information
always
for him. And you know, we're going to see whether the you know, the president is saying use the nuclear option right now. For I hope they don't, but we'll see what happens with the shutdown. It's got to stop. So, all right. As we get ready to take a time out for this bottom of the hour break, RJ is ahead with the latest open road as he prepares to head out to Las Vegas. The destination spotlight on Louisiana is ahead. Their lieutenant governor is going to be with us this hour. Hour two will feature the NCF, travel the world from your own kitchen, write stuff, and listener emails. But next, Thanksgiving travel gets some attention on the show. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.